I had no idea what I was supposed to do. My sister was currently at home, throwing up her guts, and there was no way that she could watch Vlad. Then again, with her being sick, I most assuredly didn't want her near my newborn. But today, not having a babysitter wasn't an option. Not with school so close to being done. I literally had one clinical left to do and one day left to do it in, because I'd used up all the rest of my days having my baby. I stared at the shop that was housing the man that made my heart go pitter-patter and wondered if he'd agree. I hoped he would, because I was literally out of options. Options that I trusted, anyway. Getting out of the van, I rushed toward the front doors, hoping beyond hope that I wouldn't get soaked. There was no hope, though. This year, it had been exceptionally wet. There was literally rain coming down every single day. And every single time I got out in it, it was pouring. Like today. But whatever. When I arrived under the cover of his shop, he was already waiting for me. "What are you doing here?" he asked, his eyes taking my soaked attire in. I licked my lips and bit my lip. I hesitated. "I need you to watch my son tonight." "I'm sorry, but I think that the wind is making me hear things." He paused. "You need me to do what?"
"I'm sorry, okay? I don't have anyone else, not anyone that I trust anyway. I have one more clinical, one, then I'm done. I need help. I need you."
He looked like he was about to say no, but then I kept talking.
"You can even take him to the gym with you," I pleaded. "I won't complain at all. Just don't let anyone touch him but you, okay?"
Murphy sighed. "What about my mom?"
"She's okay," I promised instantly.
"Fine," he grumbled, "but leave your phone on. I've never watched a baby before."
I jumped up and down in excitement. "It'll be okay, I promise. The shift is from 6 tonight to 6 tomorrow morning. I might even be back before he wakes up for good."
"Just how many times does he wake up in the night?" he wondered.
I didn't have the heart to tell him.
"Just you and me tonight, I guess," I said to the little baby that hadn't stopped sleeping since his mother had handed him off to me. That had been an hour ago. The kid woke up within an hour of me getting him home, so I fed him and got him changed into a new diaper, something in which I'd never done before in my life. "Okay," I said as I looked at the kid, the diaper, and then the old one that was still around his body. At least I had something to go by, I supposed. Pulling my phone out, I did what any man would do, and YouTubed how to change a diaper. Make sure to always keep something covering the penis if it's a baby boy. Boys tend to pee when their penis is exposed to cool air. It's reflexive. I looked at the baby that was staring at me with those blue jean eyes exactly like his mother. "Hang with me, my man," I said, as I propped the phone up by his head and proceeded to get the diaper on him. Poorly, but it was done. When he was done, I picked up the clothes that she'd left out for him to be put in for bed. "These are so boring," I found myself saying of the red pajamas. "Boring." The baby kicked his feet. "I can't believe she named you Vlad." I shook my head. "She should be calling you Imp or something, short for Impaler." Vlad blinked. "You're pretty boring at this stage, aren't you?" I wondered. He didn't respond, but he didn't cry either, so there was that. "Let's see if we can find you some different clothes," I said as I picked him up.